You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Hey, welcome back to TV Tangents. How you doing, Natalie?
I'm doing good, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm going to apologize ahead of time that I have a wrestly coat and I'm cold.
Yeah.
So I won't talk about that because it kind of does like that.
So don't do that.
Okay.
I'm just going to
try not to move at all.
Yeah. Don't move at all.
It's fine.
So we are continuing to watch Dallas and we're in season 3 and things have gotten
crazy
out of control at the ranch.
So out of control.
And you know what? JR's hats get bigger like every season.
Yeah.
Pretty soon it's just going to be like, I don't know, wings on his head.
Yeah, I love too that that's just like the hat is just the standard, which is fine. And except Bobby never wears a hat going into the office like he did when he was on the ranch, like working.
But yeah.
When he's out and about as a businessman, he never wears a cowboy hat. But JR always has his and hangs his on his coat rack right inside his office. So that's funny.
Bobby's so much more worldly, though.
He is.
He's been places, and they've all been on the ranch. And can I tell you how disturbing it is to me that they all call Jock Daddy?
Right.
You are grown
so
men.
True.
It's weird.
And it's, I think that's a Southern thing anyway,
maybe.
Possibly, and especially back then. So yeah, Daddy is the big, you know, deal. And then
funny.
And Mama, but that's kind of, I mean, that's, I guess, kind of the same, but yeah.
They also call her Miss Ellie.
Everybody calls her Miss Ellie. Nobody calls her, most people don't call her Ellie, ever. Jock does.
It's always Miss Ellie.
So yeah, it's like
that's funny.
Her daughters-in-law and just random people, Miss Ellie.
Another thing I noticed, I didn't notice it before. I don't know if they redid the set or something. Someone is going to smack their head coming down the stairs.
Yeah.
In the foyer.
That's so true.
Because there's like a low hanging part there. And there was one, like in the first episode or something, I saw Bobby duck to come down the stairs. And that's when I noticed it. I was like,
I never noticed him do that. That's
so
hilarious.
Now every time someone comes down the stairs, I'm thinking they're going to hit their
head. You're like, that's a problem.
I bet they did hit their head and then they had to cut it out.
Yeah.
And they're like, next time, Bobby, you should duck.
Yeah. Next time, duck from there so we don't have a crazy deal.
So I know you're like 2 seasons ahead of me.
I am. I'm way far ahead. So
and also, you already know everything that's going to happen
that's
anyway.
That's true, too.
And I've never seen this show before because, to recap for our listeners, Natalie has asked me to watch all of Dallas because it's like her favorite show.
Yeah, of all time.
And so now I'm on season 3.
And I watched Dallas again for those of you who may not have been listening to our previous podcasts about Dallas. I watched Dallas growing up like with my mom. I remember watching it on and off. And then about 7 years ago, I watched the entire series on Netflix because I was like, oh my God, Dallas. And we've been talking about it randomly so that I was like, you got to watch it. So we both started watching it again. And now Rebecca's hooked.
And once again, when I've been watching like 2 episodes at a time, then I can't get it out of my head. And it's just everywhere.
Right. I've dreamt about it. Like it's true. And I just all of a sudden I'll be thinking like, oh, and the funny part is, well, we were discussing that the other day. I recently hired an employee with the last name Ewing.
That's not a real last name.
And I seriously said to her, I was like, oh, like from Dallas. And they're like in their 20s or this. And they were like looking at me like, what? But they actually knew what I was talking about.
Okay,
like,
good.
Okay,
because
good.
If you have that name, you have to know where
right.
what the name
and
is.
And I don't, that you know, and it's funny because the guy was, you know, referenced Patrick Ewing, who plays basketball, or who did. So I was like, oh, no. When I think Ewing,
I
think Dallas.
Think about that. Yeah. All right. I guess it is a real last name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, currently what's going on in Dallas.
At the ranch.
Pam's dad, Digger.
Yes.
He's still played. So originally he was played by a different dude. So he is still played by Keenan Wynn, who, by the way, is the son of Edwin. Do you know who that is? He voiced the Mad Hatter. He was in Mary Poppins. He did a bunch of Disney stuff.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Old actor from way back in the
day.
So, yeah, he's his son. And also Keenan Wynn was on a lot of Disney movies, too.
I kind of thought that when he first came on as...
That's where I recognized him from. Was like a character actor on Disney stuff. So I watch Dallas usually when I'm getting ready in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just have it on because there's a lot of like talking about oil that I just kind of tune out. Yeah. And then I have to stop when there's drama and turn and look at the TV. I talk to my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a lot of shows make me yell at them, but I yell at them all the time. I'm like, what are you doing?
What's happening?
And my jaw dropped at one moment last week when I was watching it, and I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You, that show is crazy.
It is crazy.
It is the kind of show that makes you talk to your TV. So, like we said, Digger Barnes is a different actor. Kristen is a different actor now, or the same actor as last season.
Yeah, she's been, I think this is the third person who's played Kristen altogether, but yeah, she's the permanent Kristen.
She's the permanent Kristen.
Yeah.
And she will do anything for JR. Absolutely anything. She'd probably murder somebody if he asked her to.
Yeah. Her mother raised her that way, and they talk about that. Her and Sue Ellen both talk about how their mom was basically groomed them to get themselves a rich man. And they are just like a woman, you know, that will do whatever for the man. So, yeah.
But Sue Ellen is over it.
Yeah.
Because now she sees what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And Kristen is super young.
Yeah.
So she...
she's all about it. And she thinks... she loves the power part of things, everything. She doesn't get the... you know, Sue Ellen's well into a marriage of, like, kind of a loveless marriage where she's at that point where she's like, I can't deal with the fact that he's out with other women all the time. And Kristen's, like, at that new stage where, well, why wouldn't he just want me, of course? And she thinks that she's the only one for him.
Well, where we left off season two was that Sue Ellen had her baby. And it was a big deal because she was in an accident.
Yes.
She had her baby, and JR was all worried that they, one or both of them, were going to die.
Yep.
And so he changed his ways. And all of a sudden, now at the beginning of season three, he wants to be the husband that she wants him to be and whatever.
Yeah.
And she totally pushes him away.
She's over it. She's very, very distant. She feels like she was used by everybody, including Cliff and him and JR both. So she's very distant, and she really isn't, like, she doesn't even, like, really want to hold the baby that much.
Yeah, she doesn't want anything to do with the baby.
Yeah.
Definitely not with JR. And then the baby
and it just gets crazier, like, too. I'm way ahead.
Oh, I know.
But it gets crazier again.
And Pam wants... to be the baby's mom.
Yeah.
Because she can't have a baby.
She can't have the babies. And she's all about taking care of John Ross.
She gets creepy.
And JR's very distant because his assumption is that he is not this baby's father.
That's all of our assumptions.
Everyone is, because they were going on and on when she first found out she was pregnant. He's like, hold on, 6 weeks ago, huh? That's, and she's all, you know, I've just been as faithful as you, my darling. And so he's under there. Everyone's under the assumption that it's actually Cliff's baby.
I assumed it was Cliff's baby.
Yeah.
But we find out in season three, it's not even Cliff's baby.
It's not Cliff's baby. Cliff ends up losing his mind and suing for a paternity test. It's a big scandal.
Because he's so sure that he's going to win.
So sure. And then they find out the DNA proves that it's JR's. And then JR warms up to his baby at that point.
Yeah, but I'm still suspicious. I'm still like... could JR have just, like, paid someone off for these results?
But I think he genuinely, like, wouldn't have wanted to, like, really, be fatherly to the baby, because he's thinking, this isn't my kid. And so I think he, like, you can tell he changes completely. His heart changes, and he's just like, this is my boy. So I think that it wasn't. I think it was all legit.
The baby's got a nanny, so nobody ever sees the baby anyway.
Right. There's the nurses because, and everything. Yeah. And let's talk about how John Ross was also kidnapped from the hospital by a lady whose baby died. And, there's a big thing. They think it's like, oh, it's the Ewings. It's clearly a ransom. And Pam is the one who remembers a lady coming down to the nursery every day.
You know what? I am so freaking observant. I should be a detective because that lady was standing by the baby viewing window.
Yes.
Like twice, wearing the same clothes. And I was like, that lady's not just looking at her baby. She's what?
She's trolling babies.
But then first I was like, is it just because it's the 80s and they're not very good at, like,
remembering to change things?
Yeah, changing stuff because we're never going to watch it again or... what's going on with that lady? And then she turned out to be the one kid.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was like, oh no.
That was crazy.
Was psycho.
That was.
But then Pam was like, give me back my baby, which is my baby.
Yeah. She totally was. She was just like, yeah, whatever.
And Bobby is like, Pam, you're really scaring me and worrying me. I need to leave this baby alone.
And can we talk about the one male doctor? Because we're going to talk about that in another podcast. the one male doctor of Sue Ellen's is the creepy guy from the Different Strokes episode.
What one male doctor?
He literally was only in briefly the episode.
I missed that.
And it's been so long since I watched it. Now I want to go back and watch it because I'm like, that's the guy. That's the creepy guy. Mm. So we'll talk about that. But just saying.
I missed that completely. Another thing that happens in season three is we find out about Jock's ex-wife, Amanda.
Yeah.
Who he had committed to a sanitarium.
Yes.
Because that's a thing that's that UNs
everyone
do.
Everyone does, yes.
But she legit is crazy.
Right. And he didn't, Miss Ellie never knew that he was married before.
Never knew. You know what? I thought Jock was like the most stand-up guy in the show.
Right.
He's been lying to Miss Ellie this whole time.
I mean, raise his son. It's like,
you can't just pretend you don't have an ex-wife.
Everything's crazy. And he's been paying, you know, that tells you a lot too, like the financial stuff. He's been paying for the sanitarium for all of these years.
It's so sad. But I kind of feel like they just threw this in there for drama.
I think so too.
Like they didn't.
They needed to have a Jock and Miss Ellie story.
Yeah.
So because everything else is going on with the kids. Yeah.
Sometimes I just think they like throw stuff in there. They're like, you know what? We should just give Jock, like, a first wife that nobody knew about.
Let's just throw some on there.
That seems normal.
Yeah.
But it was the saddest scene when they go to visit her finally, because Miss Ellie is like, you need to go see her, and we'll all go see her together. And then, for some reason, Bobby and Pam go, I don't know why.
They went to, I am assuming, to be supportive.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they were all standing there.
Yeah.
And Amanda didn't recognize Jock, because he's an old man.
Right. And in her brain, she's probably still the same age.
Yeah. And then she sees Bobby.
She thinks Bobby is Jock.
Bobby is him. And it's the saddest thing. And I was tearing up.
And she is like, oh.
And she's like, look at my new dress. And she's all wearing like a gown from the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, it was so sweet.
Poor Amanda.
And they had a little rough patch there because, well, we'll talk about Miss Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up having a mastectomy.
Yes.
And so then she didn't want to tell anyone because she was being very private. And then she found out that Jock committed his wife, and she's like, you got rid of her because she was sick. And so she was afraid to tell him about.
Right,
because
she was about to tell him.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sad. And then she didn't even want him there when she had her surgery. And then, you know, that's a big deal, obviously, for women in general. You don't feel like you're the same person anymore. And
she has a lot of trouble with it.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is very sad.
And it's, bad timing on Jock's part. Because he's like, I got rid of my other wife because she wasn't up to snuff. And
the reason this all got brought up or that anyone even found out about it is because the guys almost died on a hunting trip.
Yeah.
So that's why Jock tells JR, like, hey, this happened a long time ago. Your mom doesn't know, but I need you to take care of Amanda if I die because he got shot.
Right.
And so that's why the only reason it ever came up. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, do you not have a lawyer that you have these provisions with so you never would have had to tell your family? Like,
well, I'm sure the lawyer would have been like, what about this thing that we need to take care of, JR?
Right. Especially because you are a cajillionaire oil man and you're also in your 70s. So don't you think you have some kind of like will set? I mean, he does have a will. We learned that with the whole file thing that went on that JR tried to like. So,
and Miss Ellie would have found out anyway.
I'm like, hello, aren't there a stipulation about this? Or like you have a secret thing on the side with your lawyer where you're like, hey, I don't want the family to ever know.
There's so many things to think about when you're a cajillionaire.
I think so too. And have a ex-wife that you committed to a sanitarium.
A secret ex-wife and other secrets that we haven't gotten to yet that I know about because of Google. But don't worry, I didn't Google very much. I just accidentally got some information. That's all I want to say.
Truth.
But still.
Truth.
Oh, I already knew that Digger was not Pam's dad. Because when I was looking up Digger one time, I was like, not Pam's dad. So she finds out at the very end of the season.
And when he's dying. So Digger when he's dying. He's on his deathbed.
And this guy was with your mom. And then she had a baby.
And once again, the only reason we find out about this is because they find human remains on South Fork.
Yes.
And Jock's arrested for murder.
As soon as they found the remains, I was like, that's something to do with Pam. That's like Pam's dad or something. Yeah. But how could that be possible? I had no idea.
Yes. And they go through the whole spiel and Jock like beat this guy up and he said he was going to kill him. So then he's on trial and Digger does the proper thing, even though he had this lifelong feud with Jock on his deathbed. He confessed that it was like Tyler McKinney or whatever his name was. Digger came home one night and found this guy with his wife and realized they were having an affair, and he shot him and killed him, and then ended up, you know, of course, buried on South Fork or whatever. So during the whole exchange of this story, also Digger's wife was pregnant at the time. And they're all chatting and whatever, and he's talking about the baby, and everybody's like, well, what about the baby? And Digger's like, Pam, I always loved you as you were my own. And she's like, oh, me.
Poor Pam.
And she finds out, as her dad's dying, that he's not her dad.
Yeah. Her mom was going to leave with this guy because she was pregnant with his child.
Right.
And so that's why that all came up.
And Digger was like a drunk, and she was over it anyway. She was like, this is, I'm over this. I'm leaving you with this, you know, for this guy, whatever.
Pam's mom, by the way, played by Pam.
Played by Pam back in the flashback. In the flashback, she was definitely Pam.
But it was fuzzy.
Yeah.
So, and you probably had a small TV at the time.
So. Yeah. So you wouldn't have been able to tell. But they wanted her to look like her. So it worked out.
Worked out just fine. And then, but Pam and what's his name, they assume that their mom is dead.
Is dead. Correct. Digger told them she was dead, and I'm not sure if he thought she was, or if we find out later, of course, and I'm not sure what happens in season three because I'm so far ahead, so I don't want to speak out of turn.
Then, let's see. Oh, Sue Ellen and JR are arguing at night, like, really loud. Mm-hmm. About Pam always getting up to get the baby, because Pam won't always let the nanny get up and get the baby.
Yeah.
She's always getting the baby. And so they're arguing about it, and they wake up Bobby. And I'm just like, oh my God, move out of this house.
We all live in our bedrooms are so close.
Weird.
It's very weird.
I'm a bajillionaire, but I want to live with my parents.
But all of us
and my
live
drunk
together.
Sister-in-law and my horrible brother.
And our niece lives here, too. And then the ranch hand, who's now our brother, lives down on his own house somewhere.
He's not their brother yet.
Oh, he's not yet? They don't know this yet? Okay, damn. I'm so far ahead. My bad.
I mean, I know it, but we don't know.
Do we not find that out in season three?
We don't find that out yet.
Oh, crap. My bad.
Poor Lucy's engaged again.
Oh, yes.
She gets engaged to who she thinks is, like, JR's enemy, because he's helping Cliff Barnes' campaign.
Okay, that's
right. But he's actually working for JR.
Yeah.
So she thinks she's getting back at JR by dating this guy. And this guy is only dating her because he wants the money.
The money to have a Ewing, because he actually has a girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's in on it.
Yeah, she's just like, I don't understand. He's like, honey, this is going to be everything we want. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Oh, but JR has sent Lucy's parents away because they got married again. So he sent them away to Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest is what they ended up, or no, Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing. Knott's Landing. Sorry, I always get them confused.
So that's where that spinoff came from. So Gary and what's her name?
Something Lean.
Aileen. It's something like that. Valine. Gary and Valine end up. You know, they end up going off to California again. JR gets rid of them. And that's how they did the spinoff for Knott's Landing, because they moved into like an apartment complex called Knott's Landing.
And I can already see that Lucy's going to end up at Knott's Landing, right? Is she?
I don't know if she does. I mean, she's on the show for a few years. I think she ends up. I can't remember if she ever
JR's went on trying to get rid of her. He wants this guy to take her to Knott's Landing to be with her parents. He doesn't want.
Yeah.
Them to be there. He offers this guy his own law firm.
That's right. He wants her to move to Chicago, I think is what it was.
I thought it was California.
It could be. I can't remember. But I know you're right. He wanted Lucy off South Fork. Like, he's like, she needs to be gone so her parents never come back here. And, you know, because he's just a.
So she's got another sham engagement for the second time.
Yep.
Because by the end of the season, she's dating a college professor of hers who's obviously married. And
that's right.
I know. She's so desperate for love that she like overlooks all the signs.
She does. And luckily that does change for Lucy. So I'll just put that out there. But it's totally true.
Let's also talk, I know this is going way back in your memory, but about the Barnes roller disco party.
Oh.
Cliff Barnes is campaigning for some office that JR absolutely doesn't want him to have.
Yes.
actually, JR is funding his campaign, and Cliff doesn't know about it. He's funding it through Lucy's boyfriend.
Through that guy,
because
yes.
he wants him to not be in charge of the oil wells
money,
and whatever.
And it's, yeah.
And he wants him, it's all a whole big thing. He just wanted him to quit his job.
Yeah.
So they're
part of the oil commission or something. Yeah. So he can quit his job to run, but there's really no money. So right. JR is a snake, of course. And
right.
Yeah.
So he ends up destitute, of course. Part of his campaign is he has a roller disco party. Mm-hmm. And Lucy and her friends go to the roller disco party. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Love it.
So amazing. So Sue Ellen then runs away to live with her boyfriend, Dusty.
Yeah.
She's been dating Dusty.
She met Dusty at a rodeo. At the Ewing compound.
Their rodeo that they have every year.
And they were like flirting it up the whole time. And she finally found someone who like, you know, cares about her. Then she'd go
see
him.
He loves her.
He loves her so much.
And he's going to take her away. And he's always begging her.
Yeah.
And she can't go with him because she doesn't want to lose her baby. Because JR is setting her up to be an unfit mother. Which, yes. I mean, she kind of set herself up to be an unfit mother.
Totally.
He's not going to let it go.
No. She tries to, like, prove herself, right? That's when she starts, like, she throws him, like, a party, and she's, like, all lovey-dovey.
Oh,
and it's funny because then JR is actually, you know, early on in Dallas, she's, like, seduces him at night or whatever, and he's like, nah, I'm over it.
But now
she's all lovey-dovey, and he's like, oh, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah. Ross and Rachel.
Right, but then they get in the room, and then she messes it up by basically, like, cluing him in that in public she's going to look like this, but then she's not going to sleep
with
them.
Why would you say that?
I'm like, Sue Ellen, what are you doing?
You're so bad at this.
Keep playing the game, because then he would have never caught on.
Exactly. Don't let him know.
Sue Ellen can do anything he wants. Exactly.
He has tricks up his sleeve. She's playing the wrong game.
She is. She doesn't quite know how to play the JR game. But.
So she finally tells Dusty she's going to leave JR, and he's going to help her get her baby back.
Right.
And so she goes to his apartment. She, like, packs her bags.
Yeah.
Puts on her fur coat. Goes to his...
the place they'd been meeting. Yeah. I think it was like an apartment in Dallas. I think.
It's an apartment that he's got in Dallas because he also is like a pilot or something, and he lives somewhere else.
And there is a ranch involved with him, by the way.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
So she goes there. She's leaving JR, and I think Bobby's the only person who knows she's leaving.
I think so, too. Yeah, you're right.
And she gets there, and he's not there, and she waits for him. He's been killed in
and
a plane
crash.
And
turns the news on
magically. Of course.
And they're like, right then. There was a plane crash. And
your boyfriend, Dusty, is dead.
Dusty Farlow has died and da-da-da-da. And so now, like, her life is ruined because
she has to go back.
Doing all of this stuff, and she ends up having to go back to South Fork.
Mm. Oh, no, she gets drunk. That's how she gets back to South Fork.
She had been clean since the baby was born.
She stopped drinking.
And then Dusty dies. And she immediately poured a drink at his apartment. And then
she trashed his apartment.
And prior to that, JR was trying to make it look like she was drinking.
Yeah. No, that was after it.
Oh, because after this, she was clean again.
Yeah. Because after this, she was clean again. Because then that's when she was like, I'm going to be perfect and I'm going to be clean and there's nothing you can do. And so he has his girlfriend, Kristen, her sister, spill a drink on her
at lunch.
And then he has her picked up for drunk driving because he owns the police.
He owns the police. He can do everything he wants.
And he makes her look really bad in front of his parents.
And I think he hid alcohol. She also hired a private investigator to
follow him.
Follow JR around. And he has evidence. But then JR gets to that guy and pays him off and he changes the reports. Poor Sue Ellen. She just doesn't know how to play the JR game. And I feel bad
for her.
She's
so bad at it.
Because
there's no way for her to get out.
Exactly.
She wouldn't have any money. She wouldn't have her child. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't have a place to live.
Yeah.
She's screwed. Oh, this season, we also get a definitive answer of how old Bobby is.
Mm.
So Jock is arrested for murdering the foreman, who turns out to be Pam's dad.
Yes.
They assume it's him because he had a fight in which he said he jerked him outside the bunkhouse, and then they went at it again.
And I feel like they also found a gun that belonged to Jack.
There was
a gun there
in the field, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Which, why wouldn't there be? It's his property.
Of course.
So then the lawyer is like, telling them what the evidence is going to be. And like, he's like, any one of you in this room could have killed this man except for Bobby because he was a baby 25 years ago.
Right. Or wasn't he? He wasn't born yet or something.
He was being born. That's what he said. He was being born.
That's right.
Bobby's 25.
That's right.
Bum.
Which is so interesting, but yes.
I know, because everyone dresses, you know, mm-hmm. like they're 45. I don't know.
And JR's like significantly older than mm-hmm. him. I mean, it's like, well, yeah, and Bobby Gary was in the baby. Middle. Yeah. So I guess that makes sense.
So by the end of the season, Jock is just done with JR.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you are ruining everything. We're almost bankrupt. He bought a bunch of foreign oil wells mm-hmm. that were not going well. And then he swindled all of his friends yes. into buying them back from him.
Which is a long-standing thing that keeps, like, with ramifications forever. Mm-hmm.
And they had to drill into, like, South Fork.
Yeah, on the land where Miss Ellie said her dad never wanted them to drill.
And she was mad. Mm-hmm. But she was like, if I have to do it, I have to do it. And JR calls Pam's mom a whore.
Mm.
And then Bobby punches him.
Yes.
And Sue Ellen is laughing. She's like, oh, honey. And she was drinking like water out of a highball glass or something. So she puts her glass on his head where he got punched. And she's like, oh,
poor baby.
Too bad. So, of course, I know that he's going to get shot. So I'm trying to figure out beforehand who it is, because in the 80s, you didn't have the advantage mm-hmm. of, you know, rewatching it to see who it is. It could be anybody.
It's so true.
Every person, every time someone gets mad at him, I'm like, it's mm-hmm. him. It's that person.
Right.
It's that person.
Well, he swindles all of his friends.
Yeah.
And he starts making everybody mad. And everybody's like, I'ma make him pay. And it's like, mm-hmm. yep, that's, they set it all up so that there'd be several suspects.
And Sue Ellen has a gun in her drawer. So I'm pretty sure it means that it can't be her, because that's too obvious.
Yeah.
But it could be a switcheroo. I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know.
There's a lot more
that's
drama.
That's the last episode, right? In the third season is when
it just
he
all
gets
of a sudden
shot.
Ended, because I didn't know. Because you gave me the discs.
Yes.
Which I have to give back to you. I didn't know that there was only like one or two episodes on the last disc. Yeah. So I'm watching it. And then all of a sudden he gets shot. And I was like, whoa,
what? Oh my God, the end.
That surprised me. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And it's so, like, I love it too. Again, it's like early 80s. And it's all dark and crazy. And he just happens to be in the office at night.
Yeah.
And then he's like, who's there? And it's all dark and no lights get turned on. And then, bam, he, like, turns the corner. And then, bam, he's shot. And it's like, oh, my God.
But every time he turned a corner, I was like, is he being shot now? Is he shot yet?
When's it going to happen? So, yeah, that was the big, you know, back in the day, that was the who shot JR was the big, big thing for a good, you know, whatever, 6 months until the season started back up again.
And I've been really good. And I have not Googled to see who shot JR.
You can't. You got to watch it.
I know. I'm not going to Google, because I like surprises.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm not going to let anyone spoil
it for me. I have a bad feeling
that,
so don't go back and listen either, but I think I revealed who it was in our very first Dallas podcast.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure I might have.
I think I would remember that.
I think so, too, but
I think I would have caught that, but
maybe I was thinking it in my head, because I already knew who it was, and I was like,
so you're in season 5. Do you know it yet?
Oh, yeah.
So in season 5, you know.
You find out the first, like, probably 4 episodes of season 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought this was, like, a thing that went on for years.
Oh, no.
It seemed like when I was a kid.
Right.
That's all anybody ever talked about.
That 6 months was, like, the forever of not knowing who shot
JR.
So
funny. I thought it was, like, you don't find out until the end of the series or something.
Oh, God, no. No, you find out within, like, the first probably 4 or 5 episodes.
But then I also thought that he died. When I was a kid.
You were like, so then he's done. And what happens? No, he's still there.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
I guess there wouldn't be any interesting
You're
gonna
going to be, like, so, like, shocked when you get into season 4. Even, like, especially at the beginning. It's just so interesting. You're going to be like, what?
It's so much more drama than it was the last 2 seasons.
Yeah. And it just keeps going.
And their clothes and, the furniture.
Yes.
All the apartments with the black upholstery and black carpet and black walls. I'm just like, I can't see anything because everything is dark wood and dark. Black fabric.
Mm-hmm. Except, you know, all the yellow that's outside at South Fork and all the,
that too.
You
know,
the pool chairs and the outside patio.
South Fork is all bright and
love South Fork.
Cheery. Oh, good times. So I'm obsessed. And so I can see season four where? On
season four.
Hulu?
Oh, it might be on Hulu.
Where do you watch it?
I've been watching it on the Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I've been getting the discs, and so yeah, now I'm into season five already. Like, I've gone all the way there, and I'm into season five. And I'm pretty sure I own season six, so that's going to go quickly when I get there, because I own the discs.
You don't have to wait for
them. Because I'm pretty sure Netflix didn't have them 7 years ago, and so I had to buy it.
I don't have any discs right now. What am I going to do when I'm trying to get ready for work in the morning?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you man.
It's so good.
Okay.
So good. But I feel like, yeah, I must have to really slow down because I'm going to be way ahead of you soon.
And we'll stop be, it.
The then next time we talk about season four, I'll be like, I'm in season nine and I don't know what's going on.
You can't. You'll be all confused. You need to be on the same page as me.
Because then I keep revealing information that I think is already pertinent and then I forget.
Yeah. And then you're like, did they find out Miss Ellie isn't Bobby's real mom yet?
And you're going to be like, what?
Oh, no. Nobody's who they say they are.
What's going on? No, it's great. Love it. Love Dallas.
Well, I hope other people are watching Dallas, too. Or have watched Dallas, because it's fun.
I kind of wonder, because sometimes Netflix is like, oh, that's not available right now, but we'll send you your next one. Well, I can't watch Dallas out of order. They're all in my queue.
What are you, crazy?
And I'm like, this is crazy talk. So, but I'm like, ooh, other people are watching Dallas?
Like, why is this Simon & Simon disc not available? Right. Who is watching
exactly.
this? Other than us.
Yeah, but maybe when we're talking about things, people are like, oh, I should watch some of my old shows.
Could be. Oh, could we're be. Like influencers.
I hope so.
That's awesome.
So message us and tell us what you love about Dallas, because hopefully you're watching it, or you did watch it at least, and then you can tell us all about. But no spoilers, because Rebecca hasn't seen it, so don't.
I legit have not seen it. This is crazy times. All right, well, let's wrap up Dallas for today.
Wrap it up.
I don't know the rest.
That's all there is.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.